Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. So some rare good news out of the United Kingdom, and that is charges were dropped against Rose Doherty, a 75-year-old woman who was trying to save little children and was arrested on suspicion of the appalling crime of trying to prevent murder. So there she was in Glasgow, outside a human slaughterhouse, holding a sign saying, here to talk if you want. And for doing just that, she was arrested by several police officers. A 75-year-old without any criminal record was handcuffed when she was no threat to anyone. She was there to try to prevent violence. And then she was taken to police custody, you know, interrogated there for several hours, released and you know, facing trial. But anyway, they're not going ahead with this. It's a decision of the Crown Office and the Procurator Fiscal Service. She did no harm to anyone whatsoever. Because in Scotland, Northern Ireland, England, I'm not sure about Wales, to some extent Republic of Ireland, we got a law saying that if you're near one of these human slaughterhouses, that you're not allowed to try to persuade a mother to show mercy to her daughter or son. Okay, on the basis that might be harassment. Speaking to someone without seeking permission first, well, you never seek permission because speaking to someone, that is the first contact. Holding up a sign, chanting, saying anything, offering leaflets, any attempt to save a child is a crime. For some reason, those who adulate the slaughter of children, they're not to be criminalised for encouraging that and so on. Okay. So some people are just praying not everybody approves of the murder of little children. Okay, so people in Scotland outside the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital have regularly demonstrating saying, you know, please, mercy, let your daughter or son live. Your child's done nothing wrong. No death penalty for children. Stop sexual violence against little children. So within 200 metres. So it's a terrible assault on our freedom of expression. So much for tolerance. They won't tolerate people trying to save kids. And this piece of legislation is called the Abortion Services Safe Access Zones. Well, wait a second. Abortion, by definition, is always unsafe because the death rate is 100% for the children. So it's really a contradiction in terms. It's a service. What a euphemism to use for imposing hypoxia on someone. That's to say, cutting somebody off from oxygen until the point of death, to ripping somebody apart, to crushing someone's skull. That's a service. How safe is that? To injecting somebody's heart with a deadly poison and so forth. Okay, so behaving in a way that could, not necessarily does, could influence someone's decision, then that's a crime. So that's really appalling. Causing alarm, harassment or distress is an offence. Well, wait a second. They cause alarm, harassment and distress to her. I found it alarming and distressing that this poor woman was so mistreated. OK, so the fine would be £10,000, could lead to jail. If you can't pay, it won't pay, and so on. So her sign read, coercion is a crime, here to talk only if you want. Now, that cannot cause any harassment, alarm or distress to anyone because some of these mothers, they might be forced to do it by their boyfriends, their husbands, their fathers, or maybe even another woman and so forth. So that's it. So she's been let free. One of the child murderers there who's saying that this caused emotional upset to patients and to staff members. Right. Well, tough. I mean, if you murder little children, you deserve everything you get. Wow. If he's pro-abortion, this man, Greg Irwin, he could abort himself. He could take a sufficient dose and inject that into his own heart. Now, I don't encourage suicide. I'm just saying it's a possibility. If he really believes that ripping off somebody's limbs is healthcare, nobody would stop him from jumping into the moving blades of a combine harvester. And that really would be good for public health, because a lot of children would be saved because of that. If he thinks that cutting someone off from oxygen until the point of death is good for people's health, he could do it to himself. I'm not suggesting, I'm just saying it is an option. And then that would be good for public health, because a lot of girls and boys would be safe because he's not around. So he said one in three women will make use of abortion healthcare. So judgmental process at hospital gates have a real and unpleasant effect, particularly on staff members. Okay, that's what he said. Well, first of all, it's not healthcare at all. Murder isn't healthcare. Healthcare would be like sustaining a heartbeat, not ending it forever. It'd be sustaining respiration, not ending it forever. Keeping someone's body together, not tearing it apart. So much for bodily autonomy and bodily integrity. What about that of the victims? What about their bodies thrown out with the rubbish or burnt and so on? So this is, he says, it's unpleasant. Well, abortion is extremely unpleasant. So not surprisingly, that right-thinking, decent people are worried about this, horrified, revolted, and furious about these murders taking place in our name with our money. It could be my child, could be your child this happens to. And these staff members, those who get paid to commit sexual violence against little children, indeed, I've got no sympathy for them whatsoever. They're absolute monsters. I mean, they're going to say a whole category of human beings aren't human. Well, I'm going to say that they're not human. If you behave like that, really, you've opted out of the human race by your utterly inhuman behavior. Judgmental, well, as in we form an opinion, that look how judgmental this guy is, just people trying to save some kids. And Gregor went on to say, they also affect other staff like myself who find it infuriating to know that there are protests outside the hospital intimidating patients on their way in. It's such an unbelievably cruel and unkind thing to do, and it bothers me throughout the protest period. Close quotation. Well, I'm glad it bothers him. I mean, he hasn't suffered a scintilla of what he deserves, considering the multiple murders that he's boasting about. And it affects them. Well, maybe change your job then. It's infuriating. Yeah, so he hates free speech. He hates people trying to save little kids. Yeah, no wonder he wants to murder children. Intimidating patients, like threatened with what? With the truth? I mean, he's the one with the deadly weapons. He's the one with the deadly poisons and so on. He would intimidate people, not others. I mean, when have they ever? There'd be no convictions for intimidation or harassment whatsoever. There wasn't anyone. It's a lie. So these bigots are saying that any protest they don't agree with is intimidation. Any protest they don't approve of, that's harassment. So they will only allow demonstrations when it's completely effective, when it's not at the relevant location. In no other context is the protest not allowed at the relevant place, outside a prison, you know, a police station, a school, parliament, an oil refinery, a military base, whatever you want. What's unbelievably cruel is that he should be torturing children to death. I mean, how unkind is that? And I've heard people make these comments saying, this woman should be bringing up a lot of other children. I don't know what she does for the children's charities, okay? But the most important thing is to save these kids now. Just because you want to save them now, no, you're not obliged to provide them. The parents are obliged to provide for them. Mum and dad can't. They can be brought up in an orphanage. They can be adopted. I would still make the parents pay something towards them. They chose to create these children. Choice, yeah, obviously sex is a choice. And you know that can lead to conception. Even you use contraception. Contraception's not absolutely absolutely fail-safe, and so on. So abortion is not healthcare. Abortion is murder, because healthcare is keeping people alive. Abortion is deliberately killing totally innocent people. And so this is the big lie, that the victims are not people. You dehumanize them. Those who commit genocide, they pretend they're victims, are not human beings. They're saying they're subhuman. The victims, you say they're a disease. And that's what happens in all genocide. Goodness. So, wow, it's sickening what people are doing like that. And people like Gregor, when they deserve everything they get. And it is really enraging that someone like him should continue to murder children, always be bragging about it, and not be brought to justice, and not be punished as he so richly deserves. And what a sick society it is. And we have these demagogues who are always cheerleading for the ritual murder of little children. We're a society fixated about child protection, and maybe that's a good thing. And you see the cognitive dissonance at the same time, murdering more and more children, and then having the temerity to pretend that it's healthcare. And it is sexual violence, because the violence is inextricably linked to sexual behavior. And people like Lily Allen even saying that it was romantic, as she considered it. Wow. It just doesn't get more nauseating than that. Those who say, no, please, stay the hand of violence, mercy for children, we're told to be extremists and crazy and far right and so on. Any insulting words. I mean, I dislike it, but, you know, it's a very small price to pay. But one word today, the world will recoil to think that what we used to do to little kids, we're trying to make our own society extinct. No other group in society would such a level of violence be permissible. And I see the limitless capacity for human self-delusion. People can believe any lie if it suits them, right? They will believe what they wish to believe and not what the evidence proves. So, yeah, it is revolting. It is infuriating. And so the mass murder of little children goes on as we move towards the extinction of the human race. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.